Next item is 12826 from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a memorandum of understanding with the City of Milwaukee Police Department to provide proactive police patrol in county parks located within the City of Milwaukee and direct response to 911 calls placed within city limits. This was also referred to the Judiciary and Safety Committee, and they had a motion of related over to the call of the chair on a vote of 7-0.
Based on other action by this committee, do you have
much? I'm just available for questions on this item.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Supervisor Romo.
When this was first presented to us, it was presented as a package deal. It wasn't presented as something that could be separated regarding the park patrol and the 911. And over the last 24 hours, I think there's been some communication in regards to the fact that this is, in fact, we can in fact, separate it. And so I'd like clarification on that.
Again, this is a memorandum of understanding. It is not a legal contract. It lays out the terms if the entire package were considered together, and I think initially that was the desire of both parties who were engaged in the negotiations. Having said that, it is an MOU. Anything that can be done to improve the deal or change the memorandum, as long as it's agreeable to the other party, still could be considered. So even though initially individuals wanted to make sure that this was sent through as a package, yes, it is a possibility that it could be separated.
So, Mr. Campbell, I've had, after our meeting yesterday, I had some contact from city officials, and there's been some effort and talk among some committee members to try to transfer the 911 call part to the city and to draft an amendment to the budget to reflect that. And as Supervisor Romo West said, we were yesterday operating under the premise that there was no a la carte option. And now it seems like this, at least from my contact with the city and what you just said, that if we chose to do the 911 and the city accepted our language, then we could do that and not do the park patrol. So if we wanted to move forward with that, then we can give something to the city and work that way.
I think what you're seeing is the evolution of a potential deal. I think what you're seeing is what both parties felt was a considerably better deal with both the park patrol and the E911. That drove additional savings to the taxpayer. But having said that, each of these deals, the E911 separated from the Park Patrol, each of those stands on their own as quality in and of themselves. So, if that's the world this goes down, what might
and
happen.
And just so the record's clear, when you say both parties, I mean, The board is still a party. The Milwaukee County Council is still
a
party.
I meant city and county. Yeah. That those are the parties related to the MOU. I mean, whatever the county does on this side, the city has to agree, and actually the Common Council has to approve on their side. And just to clarify, yeah, that's what I meant, not executive and board. We're not negotiating together.
But what I'm saying is it's premature to say
correct.
Both parties said this was a good thing because the leaders of each group, the county executive mayor, thought it was a good thing, but both the Common Council hadn't acted, the board hadn't acted mm-hmm. at that point. So
I was reflecting the comment that, fair enough. Thank you.
Supervisor Romo.
Oh, thank you. So along those lines, if we were to break these two items apart and desire to act upon just the 911 aspect of it, is the are the numbers that were prepared for us by the comptroller, are those the definite numbers? Because what happened yesterday is we got the report from the comptroller was operating under the auspices of this would be straight time for MPD officers, when in fact when they sat in front of us, they said no, this would be overtime. And so that those numbers changed maybe quite a bit. And so the numbers that we were presented yesterday for the with the breakdown of the 911, the Park Patrol, et cetera. Are those the correct numbers?
Josh.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I think the question you're asking on the E-911 side, if I understand you correctly, is will the funding envisioned in the budget and the MOU pay for MPD to use straight time in their E-911 division? And the answer is yes. They were going to hire telecommunicators to take on the additional load. Presently, they're using overtime, but the goal of this MOU was for them to use full-time staff.
Okay. And I'd just be interested to find out, a couple of years ago, we did, I believe it was in 2008, so a few years ago, we did ask MPD to take back these functions, and we were told that that it was something that they couldn't do. It would overburden their system. And so is this $439,000 payment, is that what changes their ability to be able to now handle those phone calls? Because what I heard yesterday was quite a bit of, we already do that, but now we desire to get paid for it. And so my thing as a legislator and as someone who represents taxpayers is, why would I go ahead and, you know, pay you, $1.7 million or, in this case, $400,000 to do something that you're already doing? And I understand, and I just got an email from the mayor in which he says, if you say no to this, you know, no to letting Milwaukee do all of the 911 calls, then we're going to hand over all of the cell phone calls to you. And, you know, and it's very productive, you know, conversation. But at the end of the day, right now we are responsible for part of this. Milwaukee has said that they will be responsible for the other part of this, and now they desire to be paid for something that they have been doing up until now without being paid by us. And so I'm actually a little confused on the whole metrics and how exactly this, you know, this works. We do park patrols, but now we want you to pay us to do park patrols, and we're going to use overtime to do that, even though you have a full-time unit that does it already for the same price. And actually, we'd get more people doing it the way that we're currently doing it. And then we'd also like to take over 911, and if you don't let us take over 911, we're going to give the whole operation back to you, even though we already said that we're already doing four out of the six cellular, providers. And so
let me try to provide a little bit of, there was a lot of testimony yesterday, and it involved the entire package. And I think what you're reflecting is the discussion relative to the Park Patrol and the lakefront. And I think what we just want to do is kind of set that testimony aside and focus on the E911 piece. What we came up with was a $1.7 million savings overall. The controller confirmed that, by and large, there was a $200,000 variance. He came up with 1.5. That was due to fringe not being accounted for. And that mainly deals with all of the park piece and the lakefront component. So if you look solely at the E911 center, the construction of that component of a bifurcated deal was a $463,000 payment to the city of Milwaukee to onboard the remaining two carriers, which would, and you heard the testimony on their call volume. So what that would do is allow them, what they're presently paying in overtime, would allow them to staff the floor adequately for the calls they're already receiving, as well as the additional call volume that they would be taking on with that $463,000. They would be able then to staff the floor on straight time, causing a savings to the city of Milwaukee. If you look at the document from the city of Milwaukee, I believe the dollar figure that city is incurring relative to these 11 caller that they're going to be bringing on is in the range of about $500,000 to $550,000. So they're also incurring costs above and beyond the $463,000. So it's an accurate statement that says, you know, everyone's kind of chipping in here. The other point to make is that we already had included a reduction in the baseline from 11 to 12 of about $200,000 in savings related to shifting some of these calls, the initial four carriers, already over to the city. So we are already incurring additional the savings, and we didn't have that additional $200,000 challenge moving into 13 because we had already embedded that savings. So, number one, we keep the $200,000 that we already are saving. We would transfer $463,000 to the city of Milwaukee, but yet again, the city does get some savings from their overtime, but the way their budget's laid out, they're anticipating expenditures on an annualized basis in 13 of about $500,000 to $550,000.
Okay, so one more time, just to clarify, how much is the Milwaukee County currently paying the City of Milwaukee Police Department to do the 911 piece?
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to state, too, for the record, because, you know, now we're getting emails from the mayor, and yesterday there was a press release put out by the county executive saying that, many members of the Common Council agreed with this MOU. I have not heard from those. From those Common Council members. The Common Council members that I have heard from are not in support of MPD taking over Park Patrol. And I'd like to go a little bit further and say, and I'll keep my comments brief, when you are discussing something as important as public safety, something as important as safety in our parks, something as important as our 911 calls, I believe, as a legislator for Milwaukee County, that it's worthy for the county executive to have a conversation with me, a brief conversation, to send out an email to say, look, I'm talking to the mayor and the city of Milwaukee. I'm talking to the police department. This is something we're interested in doing. Furthermore, and I don't need to stick up for the sheriff. He does a very good job of doing that for himself. But, I mean, common courtesy would dictate that you'd have a conversation with the sheriff and that you'd ask the sheriff. You know, there. What I heard yesterday is, you know, oh, we drive through the parks, and people see us in the parks, and constituents see us in the parks. In my parks, the only time that my constituents see the police in the parks is if they're writing a ticket or if they're assisting the sheriff with something. And again, and I'm not putting down MPD at all. They do a wonderful job. But the reality is that they're already stretched thin, and they don't have time to set up park patrols. And to say, well, we'll give you our leftovers, we'll do overtime, and we'll put, you know, police squads, you know, they'll drive through the parks when they have time, which is what they do right now. They spend that time at their downtime. It just really downplays the importance of the safety in our parks. And so, again, I would have appreciated not even having this in front of me. I would have appreciated being able to vet this with the county executive before he put it public. It's very sad. I do support, actually, Milwaukee County taking over the 911 portion of this because it's much – I mean, City of Milwaukee taking over the 911 portion of this just – for the very simple fact that it's so much easier for the people that are using that system. You know, when you call, again, I've had people frustrated because they use their cell phone, and a lot of people have cell phones instead of landlines now. You use your cell phone to call something in. They ask you four or five questions. They then transfer you to another entity who asks you another four or five questions. And meantime, you're watching, you know, someone that you think may be injured in a car accident, or you're watching someone get beat up, or you're watching, you know, watching an old lady watch her purse run down the street. You know, and it's frustrating for people. And so I do support that. But when this was first presented to us, it was not presented as this was something that we could separate. And so for those members of the public and for, you know, those interested parties that are listening or watching, I think it's worth saying. that we did not realize that we had that option. And now that we do, I think we will take appropriate action. But that's the reason why it didn't happen yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Supervisor Jerzyk?
Well, I'd like to know where we are procedurally. First of all, an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, my understanding, is an agreement to enter into a contract, which is then binding. Is that your understanding of an MOU?
Yes.
So we hopefully would see a contract before us, and then this board formally has resolutions, et cetera, on contracts, correct?
I think the MOU would lay out the high-level parameters of agreement, and then the contract would subsequently follow, making sure all the details were laid out appropriately and in conformance with
correct.
The MOU.
It's a way for policymakers to lay out what they're interested in doing, if you will.
But it's an intent to enter into a contract, and like any contract, there has to be offer, acceptance, and consideration.
Absolutely.
So right now,
somebody has to negotiate all the details
correct.
Of the contract. That's clearly the administration's job to do that, and we should, once we've established policy, stay out of that piece, in my opinion, until you finish the full contract, bring it back to us, and then we can review it and either approve it or not approve it. But that being said, this is a very messy situation because the initial MOU involved both Park Patrol and Supervisor West kind of, you know, flesh that out. I won't spend a lot of time. But procedurally, and I got this message from Tom Baird as well, and he apparently thinks there's some agreement now that we're not going to do Park Patrol to get an agreement on 911. I'm not going to I don't know what the conversations were, so I won't spend a lot of time talking about that. But certainly no one has talked to me. Yesterday we pointed out that we have agreements with the city of Milwaukee to pay our boarding fees in the jail. Some of that's being ignored. I personally would want to see if we're going to start doing MOUs on the 911 that there be some offsets if they owe us money in other areas. This has to be fleshed out. I personally don't think we can do this in time for budget. There's too much. I'd need to ask a whole lot more information. I don't know if that MOU 911 piece was put in the Park Patrol thing because somehow now Milwaukee was going to be doing the park patrols. Now the sheriff's going to still do the park patrols. So the call transfers may or may not be needed. So I don't see us doing this in time for budget to get all that information. We'll see. But, you know, MOUs don't translate into contracts. I don't know what Mayor Barrett's understanding was. But there's a lot more that needs to be fleshed out here. And I don't see us getting it done in time for budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anything further on this?
We need to have an action on this.
Well, we can agree with the judiciary, so we need a motion to concur with the judiciary action. Can you refresh our...
They laid it over to the call of the chair.
So Supervisor Alexander moved that this be laid over to the call of the chair. Take the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved to concur with Judiciary 9-0.
Now we have item 16, which does not have to be taken in closed session. So why don't we do item 16 and then we can go to
number
item
16
14.
Is from the Employee Benefits Director of Human Resources, an information report on the 2012 wellness program. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead. Chairman, supervisors, thank you. I'm Matt Hanchek. I'm the County Benefits Administrator. For 2012, the adopted budget gave us an appropriation of $625,000 with the direction to work to define a improved wellness plan incentivizing full participation. That last part is very important. That's somewhat atypical of wellness plans. It does shape our options. And as I discuss this a little bit further with our efforts for 2012, you'll see how that steered some of the logic and choices that were made this year. To date, none of that appropriation has been spent. The reason for that, we've started with an informal RFI process looking at
options that were very similar to the city of Milwaukee. The reason for that is that's the most local and common option that I've seen to achieve close to full participation. They have roughly between 85% and 90% participation with their eligible members.